When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a Ty Tuesday, and that means we get to talk to our pal, the Hall of Famer Ty Law, brought to you this week by Corvus Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and by 110 Grill. Gluten-free dining done right, and good morning, Ty Law. Hello, how are you?
Good morning, Greg. How you doing, guys?
Great. How are you?
I'm hanging, man. I just got back last night from Florida. It was beautiful down there, and it was sunshine, a little chilly, but I'm back up here in cold-ass New England, so but this is home, though. Love it. Got to love it.
Absolutely. Are you at all surprised? Maybe not, because maybe you were whispered to, but by the indication that perhaps Bill Belichick would be interested in coaching in college football?
I got to say, Greg, now, that one threw me off. I wasn't expecting that one. I knew coaching was still in him. We had some conversations, but I did not see the college thing coming just because of just the sheer recruiting. I mean, your best buddy, Nick Saban, he got the hell out of Dodge for this NIL stuff, so I understand like it, wanting a challenge, but I didn't see this one coming if he does take a college job. I mean, he got me on that one.
Are you surprised, Ty? You know, we're trying to figure out how we're now entering our second coaching cycle after Bill left Foxborough, and he's only had one interview with the Falcons. Make that make sense.
That does not make sense whatsoever. I really can't understand that one. He may have been reached out to and didn't, and it was only, I'm saying, he'd been interested in. You never know. He could have got some calls. It was like, no, because every job is not what you want. You know, all jobs are not good jobs. So, you know, taking that one with Atlanta, he might have thought that was a good job, but I can't believe that he didn't get any more calls. It's just the interviews that he took. He's probably not making himself available for just any job. If you're going to come back and coach, you want to come back and coach to win. Not just a coach. I know he doesn't need any money at this point. He's been coaching long enough. I'm quite sure Bill's done pretty well. So, you know, it's about the right job. But college, again, I got to go back to that. I can't see that one. Bill recruiting? Come on, man.
Because of the grind that it is, or because he's not going to sit there with a recruit who is looking to be paid, you know, $1 million to play for 4 years.
Damn right. Now it's one thing you got to negotiate with a grown man that's in the draft, and you know, hey, I think we all been there with him. But a kid, what have you done to get that? I can see Bill right now. Wait a minute, you want what? What have you done? I can see him just losing his damn mind, you know, out of that. Now, it's different with you, like the pros, because this is our job. So I don't know. The recruiting thing, the traveling, you know, and sitting up in people's living room and trying to get their kids and tell them about the program, tell them about how you're going to make them go to the pros, all that good stuff. I just don't know if he's up for that type of grind, and nor should he have to be unless he really wants to. Because he's Bill Belichick, the greatest of all time. To me, that's like a step back.
I don't think he'll do like the heavy recruiting because just of his reputation. I think it's like, unless he's trying to lock in a four-star, I don't think he's going any places. Most kids will come to him. But I think it might be a little bit easier for him when it comes to the financial, because he might just say, hey, here's what we can give you. If you don't want it, beat it. We'll give it to the next kid. Where in the pros, sometimes you have to get into these negotiations and, you know, it's a back and forth and, you know, you might not want to give this guy money, but you know, it might be your only choice. So I feel like maybe with the NILs in college, he'll set the price. And if the kid doesn't want it, he'll just move on to the next.
Okay, he'll try. And how far you think that's going to take you? Yeah, you see if I want to get paid.
There we go.
You know?
We had the dump out of the S-bomb, and that's
$100. Okay, yeah.
That's $100.
Pause, I'm sorry.
$100 in the swear jar, which is filling up for the Greg Hill Foundation, thanks to Ty Law. Speaking of coaches, Gerard Mayo was on with us yesterday, and I asked him if Robert Kraft had reassured him that he would be back next season, and he didn't really answer that question. I know in your mind he is back next season. Is there anything that has to happen with this football team when it comes to the four games that remain in order for Gerard Mayo to be back, or is it if they lose all four, it doesn't matter?
I don't think it matters what happens at this point. I think Mr. Kraft went in, of course he wanted better. The expectations was more than what we got, but I think that he didn't have expectations as far as like we're going to go to the playoffs or be a Super Bowl contender when he made the hire. You got to give him a chance, and I think, you know, the first year, it isn't a great indication of what he could possibly do until he get his own guys in there. He has to open up. You got to back up the Brinks truck, damn it. You got to spend some money. So you're going to give him something to work with. So I don't think Gerard is going anywhere, because that wouldn't be, you know, give somebody 1 year and don't let him get his – I mean, this is his first year as a head coach. That's just like if a rookie quarterback doesn't have a great rookie season, do you get rid of him, or are you give him time? So I think Mr. Kraft is a smart enough businessman to give him time. How much time? I don't know, but he's definitely secure for next season.
Ty, do you think if Bill doesn't take the UNC job, he's coaching back in the NFL this next upcoming season?
Yes.
All right.
The right opportunity, I see him coaching back in NFL. And you got to think about it like this too, guys. If he goes to college, this is why he got his friend Nick Saban. He can always call and get the, you know, the ins and outs and everything as far as college, you know. Why go there and chase something? You got the all-time record sitting there right in front of you. Two seasons, max, to be the all-time winningest coach in NFL history. Why would you go back to college? Because your damn show ain't about to catch your buddy Nick Saban. You know what I mean? You chasing a ghost there, so why even do it? I mean, it makes no sense whatsoever. You know, I really don't think it makes sense. But going into the NFL – man, he gonna get that. And if the right opportunity come, I'm sure he'll take it, because you don't want to go back to college.
Just on that, Ty, I'm sorry, Ways, there's a – watching that Bills-Rams game on Sunday, which was just awesome, and seeing Sean McDermott pee down his leg, I mean, in real time, hearing Tom Brady, ready, who heard that from Bill,
yeah,
and what he learned, yeah, and that and the way Tom was describing the miscue by Sean McDermott, where they had first and goal at the one, if you missed it. They were down 9 points. They needed to score two possessions, and Josh Allen snuck it into the line, didn't get in. They burn a timeout. They end up losing because they couldn't stop the clock. I watched something like that, and if I own the Bills, I'm like, we're wasting the years of Josh Allen right now. One of the
Bill
best
Belichick
players.
Bill Belichick is not making that mistake.
Right. Like, yeah. There are teams like that all over the place. I just don't get it, Ty.
I don't understand it either. So when you look at somebody like Bill Belichick, it's always, and the players, we always preach about it, as you know, Wiggy, situational mm-hmm. football. He is absolutely the best at the situational football. Hell, half our practices were situational, right, Wiggy? I mean, we did more situational practices every day than any other team that I've been on or any other head coach. It's like, it get to a point, it's like, man, this, okay, what's the situation today? It's not just practice. You have to be in the mind frame of a situation, and He's the best. And a lot of these things that you're seeing out there with some of these coaches, you will not get that with Bill Belichick. But if you have the talent and you get in certain situations, he is going to make the call to give you an advantage to win the game. I put that on everything.
Ty, let me ask this. I know it's going to be tough for you, but I got to ask it anyways. How do you feel about the new 12-team college football playoff system? I know Michigan ain't in it, but how are you feeling about this?
You know what? I mean, you always look at the change. You're going to pick apart. You're going to pick at it. You're going to pick at it. But I think given other teams opportunities, I mean, I like the way they're trying to go with it because it's just the whole competition thing. You know what I mean? Who should be where? Who lost to who? They got to clean that up. You know what I mean? Because you can't blame somebody if they won their division. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They won their conference, so you got to give them, you know, their due respect for doing so. You chose to play in the SEC. It's a harder role. We all know that. But hey, if you lose three games or whatnot, you chose to play and go to that conference. So I like where they're going with it. I like to see it get cleaned up a little bit. But I think more teams need to have opportunity because you never know. You might have a Cinderella one of these times. You know what I mean? So, like I said, I like it for giving more people an opportunity to hopefully win a national championship. So, right. I mean, I will say I'm cool with it.
All right. I love it, too.
It is time now for the most entertaining play of the game, brought to you by Apex Entertainment. Experience the thrills at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Of course, we have to look around the league because the Patriots were not playing this week. Any suggestions from the
audience? I mean, Curtis brought up that Rams-Bills game. Mm-hmm. The 51-yard Khalil Shakir touchdown was awesome.
I would put the Puka touchdown that sealed it for the Rams, where Cooper Kupp had that great ball.
On the screen, on the tunnel screen, yeah.
That was a good one.
Yep. Yo, Puka Nacua, that dude can play, man. What round did he go?
Six?
Yeah, fifth. I think it was the fifth round out of one of them schools on the West Coast. I'm drawing a blank.
I'd have been BYU. I'll double check.
Yeah, you might be right. Might be right.
Yeah, no, he's tough, though. From his rookie year to this year, just to see,
right?
You know, and he, you know, when you look at him play, it's not nothing that really stands out. Like, wow, it's the speed, it's the quickness. It's, I mean, he just gets it done, man. So I mean, shout out to him, man. That dude can play some football, man.
He started at Washington, like, ended at BYU.
How the hell do you make Cooper Kupp the number two option? Right. How do you do that? How do you do that?
Yeah, because now Puka Nacua is the new Cooper Kupp. You know what I mean?
So and he was the 177th pick in the fifth round.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he's tough, though.
Absolutely amazing, man.
All right, Ty Law.
But hey, I got the most entertaining play of the game.
Yeah.
I got one.
Go.
The Patriots didn't play. That was the most entertaining because they ain't gave us nothing entertaining in a long time. So that was the most entertaining to me, that we didn't have to watch that mess that they put out there half the time. So hopefully they give us something to entertain about, but that was the most entertaining to me.
Is there a winnable game left on the schedule? I mean, is this week really you're not going to beat the Bills? I guess I hear the argument that the Bills are going to rest guys that last game of the season. So
well, they'll still be chasing that number one seed, I believe.
Yeah.
And then they got to understand that.
Well, they're two games out now. So
right, there's still a chance. But right. Then they got the same record as Pittsburgh. So what's the major difference between being the two seed and the three seed? So I think
drawing Baltimore or drawing Denver. Possible.
Yeah, so I think they'll still play for that. If they're at Arizona, I say at Arizona or home against the Chargers is their best bet.
They want to draw Denver. They don't want to draw Baltimore. Yeah, I mean, you want to take the, you know, least resistance, you know, because, I mean, it's a whole new season. And I think Josh Allen is playing great football. He's, you know, leading candidate for the MVP. But you still don't want to go up in there and see Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry and those guys right now, man. If you want to get Denver.
Yeah. On that note, I was listening to Belichick on Let's Go with Jim Gray last night, and he was asked about Josh Allen being the MVP. He said, "Yeah, he's had a great year," but Bill immediately pivoted to Lamar Jackson and said that, you know, he's bailed Baltimore out all year. He's had an unbelievable season, and I think Bill. That's a job, if it ever became available, he would be so perfect for with the Ravens.
All right, Ty.
With the Ravens?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You said Bill Belichick go to the Ravens.
Well, there was some, the John Harbaugh's seat was warming up a couple weeks ago. There were some stories out of Baltimore, and I think that would be Bill's dream to be back where he grew up and coaching a guy that he's sung the praises of every week in Lamar Jackson.
Man, could you really see Harbaugh? Why would he be on the hot seat at any point? You know, come on, man, that don't make sense. I mean, did I miss something?
He got a win. I think he's got a win. I think Harbaugh's getting to that category.
Come on, man.
He getting to that. I'm telling you, Ty, he getting to the category of, like, same with Tomlin. Like, you're always going to have a good team. You're always going to be competitive. You make the playoffs. But when are you going to win the next Super Bowl?
Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh. Day job ain't in no jeopardy, man. Man, what the hell y'all been listening to? What podcast y'all been listening to?
I mean, listen, take the temperature in next time you're in Pennsylvania, take the temperature down there in Pittsburgh.
I feel like Ty is keeping it real, and we need a lot of that around here.
I'm like, that's crazy.
Ty, quick question for you. Last night, yeah. The Heisman finalists came out. Travis Hunter is one of the Heisman finalists. I believe Travis Hunter is one of the more overrated players in college football. I think it's really cool that he plays both ways.
You said the most overrated player in your lifetime.
Yeah. Yeah, because I he's not like he's a really really good athlete, but he's not at the top of college football at either position that he plays. Whereas a guy like Ashton Jonte is clearly the best running back in college football. I'm curious your thoughts.
Hey, Wiggy, yeah. Can you do me a favor with all due respect and just don't do it too hard? Would you run over there behind the glasses? Smack the hell out of Shine, please.
I sure can.
Would you just run over there and smack the
all
hell
right,
out of him?
All right, here goes
Wiggs. Oh, my God. Nah. Shine, do you see what this man is doing? Charles Woodson was good. My boy won the Heisman Trophy playing offensive. He didn't play that many snaps. This man played 1,000 snaps.
We just took the video off when Shime got whacked. We missed it on Twitch.
Why did they take that off? I wanted to see it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I did it.
Oh, man. Shime,
he got me upside the back
of
the head.
How did you say that? That's real, like, this. We have never seen that. That is a dream that I always wanted to do, being a both-way player coming out of high school, wanting to come do the same thing. Mm-hmm. And, God, I never had the opportunity to do that. Not saying that I could, but that was just a dream. He is living his dream, and he is playing lights out on both sides of the ball.
I see you, Champ Bailey.
1,000 yards, 4 interceptions. Now, the question is, a more legitimate question is, okay, what is he going to play in the NFL?
Well, so that's my thought. He can't do both,
can he? That is going to be the interesting thing.
No, he don't play corner.
He can't do both, can he, in the NFL?
No.
No, not full-time, no. I mean, people are bigger, stronger, more advanced. This kid is capable of doing a lot, and I think coming in as a spot play, but full-time starter, I don't know if I can see that one. I think his athleticism will suit him well as a defensive back because he knows what's going on for playing so much offense. He has an understanding of what they're going to do route wise, and he has the ability to keep up and shadow guys and have that foresight into the route. Wide receiver, you get some big guys. I look at myself on him. I'm like, you know what? He's quick, but he's not a Devontae Smith. You know, if I talk about smaller guys, I think he's a better pure receiver. But this guy is an athlete, and he absolutely 100%, 1,000% supposed to win this Heisman Trophy. We have not seen anything like this in a Power 5 forever. And Charles Woodson, he didn't play half the snaps.
Hey, I told you, Ty, I saw it. Champ Bailey, when Champ and I were teammates down in Georgia, Champ played like literally 115, 20 snaps of games, both sides. So I saw it with Champ. He didn't win a Heisman.
Exactly.
But he did it both ways.
And Champ ain't have these damn numbers either.
Champ numbers
not
were pretty good,
close.
Though. Remember, we usually...
It wasn't these numbers. I've seen the whole thing with Champ, him, Charles. That wasn't close, man.
Well,
he
no.
Done
we,
something that we've never seen.
We use Champ more as like a like reverse running back. We didn't use him strictly as a wide receiver, so that's probably why.
Exactly. And yeah, trick plays and reverses and all that. You know this guy is the receiver, and they're coming to him. what could you do to stop him? And no one has been able to stop him. He goes out there on defense. You won't even throw at him. When you do throw at him, he going to pick the ball off or knock it down. So that is like, man, you guys got to understand how hard that is. Now, he might not look like the freak from a stature, you know, when you look at the top wide receivers or those big defensive backs, but his body of work is telling me that he should be damn near unanimous, as far as I'm concerned, for the Heisman Trophy, man. You got to give credit where credit's due. Mm-hmm. And taking nothing away from Ashton Jeanty, because it's a hell of a accomplishment. But guess what? We've seen that before. We've seen Barry Sanders. We've seen, you know, Chris Johnson. We've seen a whole lot of people get 2,000 yards. That's not extraordinary. What Travis Hunter is doing is extraordinary, and you got to give him his props.
Chime only respects playing both ways if you're making the food and then eating it. That's really so. Ty, as always, it is our pleasure. We will talk to you again next week. All right.
All right. Hey, thanks, guys. All right. Appreciate it.
There's the great Ty Law. Here is Chime filling in for Courtney with What is Trending.
Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending Now, brought to you by the 99 Monday Night Football.
Did he get
night?
You off the head? We didn't get to see it on Twitch.
Oh, yeah, right up the backside.
Yeah,
backside,
I got him right on the backside.
Yep. We need a slow-mo of that. I think there's some sort of a violence provision on Twitch or something? Is that why Mitch didn't show it?
Unsure. I mean, he didn't beat me up. Just a quick, you know, like, upside the back. I had three stooges.
I needed slow-mo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, it was like the scene in Tropic Thunder when Tom Cruise character was the key grip. Hey, you, stand up. Punch him right in the face.
Monday Night Football, we got the Bengals beating the Cowboys 27-20 thanks to a massive special teams blunder from Dallas, giving the Bengals the ball back late in the fourth quarter. The Celtics have a few days off. They'll welcome the Pistons to the Garden on Thursday. The Bruins up in Winnipeg to take on the Jets tonight. And as we just talked about with Ty Law, the Heisman finalists have been named in college football. Ashton Jeanty, the running back at Boise State. Dylan Gabriel, the quarterback at Oregon. Cam Ward, the quarterback at Miami. And Travis Hunter, the corner/receiver at Colorado. Trending Now is brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. Give the perfect gift this year. 99 Restaurant gift cards. They're the perfect gift for everyone on your list. For every $25 you purchase, receive a $5 bonus card for yourself. You gotta love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
35 degrees, afternoon high, 44.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Bill Belichick with Jim Gray last night. That sounds like a guy who is intrigued, Curtis, by coaching in college football.
Yeah.
And interesting. A new challenge. Who doesn't like a new challenge?
I mean, I just re-up for two more.
That's right.
I would say there is definitely a way that you could hear that as a means of saying what you're saying, Greg, that is open for business. I'm ready to coach. And Wiggy, I think you've alluded to that as well. Like, I feel like there's the potential that this is a sign and a signal that, hey, I have this opportunity. If you want me to be the next coach, you better talk to me now. I'm tired of waiting.
Before I take this.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, I have this feeling that it's going to happen in relatively quickly if it happens. I don't think this will be a week, 2 week situation.
No, if he doesn't take this, then that tells me or not him personally or his agent, whoever, but there has been conversations where they're like, hey, Bill, an NFL team says they're going to hire you once the season's over. because I kind of agree where this is a kind of failing out point to let NFL teams know that he's serious. And if NFL teams get back to him and say, hey, Bill, you're number one on our list as soon as the season's over, then I think what happens is he doesn't take the UNC job.
I mean, a texter suggested during the break that Bill Belichick would be the laughing stock of the NFL if he took this job, which I don't get that argument.
How do you not?
Because I feel like that if he's going to take this job, it's because he's sick and tired of dealing with NFL players and dealing with NFL owners and dealing with the NFL media in difficult cities, whatever. And he's decided that the way he wants to finish his career is coaching college athletes.
His best friend just left because he said it was awful the way it's turned into.
His best friend coached for 30 years or 40 years or whatever the number is without NILs and didn't want to adjust to that.
It's become far more difficult to be a college coach than it was, say, even 3 years ago. It's not like, and everybody believes that Bill Belichick is a Super Bowl champion, legendary coach. His bio says 8-time Super Bowl champion on the Pat McAfee show with the 2 wins with the Giants. Nobody at any point theorized that Bill was not going to be coaching again in the NFL. Courtney said that he was done, and Shime said he was done, but not that would have been a choice Bill made, not a choice the league made for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Jaguars was a potential landing spot, and you heard Lombardi say this.
Now today, there's layers upon layers. There's sons of owners who run the analytical department.
Which is a sign that the Jaguars are no longer a destination because his whoopee, Mike Lombardi, said that about Shad Khan's son. And so whatever the options were, he's going to have the power that he seeks at UNC. He's not being offered that in the NFL. And that's going to be the national storyline.
Right.
It's not going to be that he's always wanted to coach college football, no matter how many times he says it.
But it all get answered this week. Because if he doesn't coach UNC, like if he doesn't, because we all believe if he wants UNC, he takes it. Correct?
It seems like that, yeah.
Right. Yeah. And if he doesn't go there, doesn't that tell
you? Well, there may be a college job that becomes available after the playoffs are over.
Well, then that goes to my deep dive Notre Dame conspiracy, because other than that, Georgia Kirby's not going.
Ohio State?
If they get bounced in the first round, maybe. All right, maybe Ohio State. But I think if you look at the rest of those schools, like, you know, Florida didn't fire their coach, LSU, some of the potential coaches. My thing is,
don't you think he has an affinity? Like, don't you think when it came to what his dad did with Navy, that he has an affinity for the college game?
His mother was also a teacher.
He talked about.
I don't think it's so weird to think that he's had it in the back of his mind that he might coach in college.
Well,
one day.
He talked about it yesterday. I believe it might have been Pat McAfee, where his dad actually coached at UNC, and his dad was, you know, coaching, you know, all those years in college football. And a lot of the stuff that he does in the NFL is all based off kind of a lot of things he learned through college coaches. But I would say that if he doesn't take the job, then that means somebody whispered to him, NFL owner-wise, that they're going to hire him once the season's over in whichever NFL team that is. Because I don't think he takes the job.
But Schefter reported this morning, we have the audio, Jackson has it, where that was brought up, and Schefter said if he takes the job, he's taking it. He's not going
there. No, but if he doesn't take the job. My thing is, if Belichick doesn't take the job by the end of this week, then that means he's been whispered to, or his agent's been whispered to, that there's an NFL team that's going to hire him. Because why would you not take the job when you don't know if an NFL team's going to hire you?
Because you're just doing this potentially, as Greg has alluded to, that you're just trying to see if this opens doors that have been closed for some reason.
But wouldn't they know that, though, if there's his agent?
Yeah, no, I'm saying that if this is all a plan by Bill and his team, that we want to get in the news about being excited to coach and remind the world that we're still here and that I want to get back into this. So maybe an NFL team that had been leery might now get back to the
table.
Right,
but my point is, you think he rolls the dice saying, I'm not going to UNC?
Yeah, because he could get another college gig. I mean, if UNC isn't there and he really wants to coach in college, I'm pretty sure there is a college that will hire him.
Where's he going to go, to like Central Michigan? I mean, when you
what
think
are you
of
talking about? I just said Ohio State.
Ohio State's
actually
not open, though.
It will be. They're not going to win the national championship, and Ryan Day's lost three straight to Michigan.
They're actually saying that Framingham State is on the table.
Yeah. Right. RFSU.
Why would you roll the dice? What if Ohio State does, and I know it's a long shot, but I just don't think if you're Bill.
There are a million college jobs waiting.
Where?
Okay, let's say Dabo retires. Let's say Alabama.
Dabo Sweeney. He's not going nowhere.
Who's the guy of Alabama that went from Washington? What's his name?
DeBoer.
He just got there.
Right. They don't make the playoff. Let's say Bill Belichick calls out. Are you kidding me? If Bill Belichick said he wanted to go to Alabama, they'd fire his ass today.
Curtis.
What are you talking about? There'd be a million jobs for Bill Belichick.
You just said that there's not a million jobs in the league.
NFL, it's very different.
But so there's a million jobs if he doesn't get the
UCLA. Why not that?
Because UCLA just hired a coach.
Okay. Let's say Lincoln Riley leaves USC.
But you would not argue that this is the only college football job that's available to Bill Belichick.
No, I'm saying the ones that are available right now. All right, is Ohio State a wild card? But who's to say Ohio State doesn't want Mike Vrabel? All I'm saying is if he doesn't take the UNC job, that's because he knows he's been talking to an NFL team that's going to give him the job. There's no way he turns a UNC job down without knowing that there's an NFL team just to say, oh, I can then just pick up the phone and say, hey, Alabama.
Yeah.
Fire your guy.
I think one thing that is not speculation.
What about LSU if they fire Brian Kelly? He's been a total train wreck.
Right, but they would have fired him.
What are you talking about? So let's say Bill Belichick calls LSU today. James Carville, hi, I know you're a big booster. I would like to coach the team if you fire Brian Kelly.
Well, if you really feel that way, why doesn't he, rather than going to USC, why doesn't he just pick up the phone and call LSU or call any one of those powerhouses? Why didn't he pick up the phone and call Michigan and go, hey, listen.
One thing that he's made clear, I think, is that there's no speculating about the fact that he wants to coach again.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Yeah, and that's why I think this is kind of part of the ploy to be like...
But he could have just said that. Could have said, hey, I'm kind of done. But I mean, I guess this is a dramatic way to show it.
But saying
you have all these media obligations. You've been paid $1 million or $2 million or whatever. Right. Pat McAfee paid him, and so he needs to show everybody that I don't care about that money-wise. I want to coach again.
But, like, the NFL knew he wanted to coach. He interviewed for a job last year.
Right.
So,
but that was before he decided he didn't get a job and decided to do all the media stuff.
Yeah, but he only did the media stuff because he didn't get a job. He clearly wanted to coach.
But if you believe that he is doing all of this, I don't think he's doing this just to show he wants to coach again. I think he's honestly looking at the opportunity in college and saying, I'm not going to have to deal with all the BS that I had to deal with in the NFL in my particular situation here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to deal with, you know, some draft pick who thinks he's the second coming of, you know,
but now
Randy
those
Moss.
Players in college are all those players now. They're all $5 million guys.
Yeah.
But Greg, you're rationalizing it. If he was still able to coach in the NFL, he would never be on TV. He'd never be on the Manning cast, and he sure as hell wouldn't be interviewing for the job with the UNC Tar Heel.
But see, if that was the case, and he did, and if it was about really going to UNC to coach or he wanted a coach, To Curtis's point, why not pick up the phone and call LSU and say, hey, listen, I'm interested in coaching.
Right.
So pick up the phone and call, Alabama, or pick up the phone and call.
He could.
Right. So why not do that now? Why go through the whole.
How do we know that he hasn't?
So why go through the whole dog and pony
because
show?
Because it appears UNC is willing to give him many of the things he's asking
but
for.
But you just said any college
maybe
team
UNC
will do that.
Maybe UNC is offering him football and lacrosse.
Right.
West Virginia's open. Why doesn't he go there?
But you're making my point, Wiggy.
But my point is, if Bill was really about coaching at the college level, he would pick up the phone and go to a destination that is a football destination.
Right. I
believe that this is more of a ploy.
A ploy.
Unless those spots aren't willing to give him this dynastic succession plan, Wiggy.
But Curtis just said if he picks up the phone and calls,
teams might want to have him as their coach,
right.
But they may not be willing to give
the coach
Steve
in
the
waiting.
Chance to be the coach in
okay,
waiting.
Okay, so then to my point, a school like Alabama wouldn't just take the call and say, "All right, Bill, we'll give you full autonomy."
The beginning of this argument or conversation, Wiggy, was that you said if he doesn't get the UNC job, that means he's definitely going to the pros because there's no jobs for him. And what I'm saying...
No, I said if he doesn't take the UNC job, that's because he's been whispered
that there's going to be an NFL job. Okay.
Yes.
My view is the UNC appears to be something that happened. They got quickly romantic about each other, and this may come to fruition. Yep. And if it doesn't, there are a handful of jobs in college football that he would also take if he was willing to entertain this.
Well, and I think the coach in waiting is a factor.
Right.
I think it might be the cheerleader coach in waiting, but either whichever one it is a big factor for Bill. So, all right. Interesting. We'll keep you up to date here all day long, and then you can talk about it right after on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. Well, finally, we got another one out of Scrooge, our producer. Not enough Christmas music as far as I'm concerned, Shime. Time is running out.
All right, I'll start mixing it a little
Please.
Bit. Just here and there.
You're reluctant, and I don't understand why. It's not rushing the season at this point. There's hardly any time left. I mean, people are racing to the brick and mortars to try to get their gifts. Does anybody go Christmas shopping anymore, or is it all online?
I was asking earlier during the break, do you spend more or less in the new iteration of Christmas shopping with online and everything?
Oh.
So, like, versus when you would just drive to the Natick Mall or go wherever.
I bet people spend more because it's so easy. And
totally.
You're on there.
Yep.
It's like having an appetizer and then wanting an immediate entree right afterwards. Like, it's all right there.
And it's so easy. It's like, boom, done.
Yeah. People probably spend way more, I would assume, when it comes to holiday shopping.
And I have to say, Zuckerberg is brilliant. The Instagram thing, like, I've gotten, like, 60. I got James's, like, caterpillar singing toy that was $100.
Curtis, he might be listening right now.
Oh, that's true. No, he's at school.
Oh.
They just listen to NPR.
Oh.
But it has to be, I mean, twofold what you would have spent earlier in your life.
Well, great show.
Mm-hmm.
We got to go.
Right.
Will Bill Belichick get the job he wants for Christmas? You will find out if you're listening all day long here. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow. Who knows?
Right. This is fascinating, this whole Bill and UNC thing. It is so, so fascinating. Because, like you said, we know he wants to coach, but where does he land? And then if he doesn't get the UNC job, then it's going to be like, won't the speculation be like, oh, he must have something lined up in the NFL?
It's just anticlimactic, though, because I want him back in the NFL. Like, I really want him in the division. Like,
oh,
I wish he was
so
interested
great.
In the Jets job.
Well, if he doesn't take UNC, where would you believe he would land? At
Rivers.
Another college or back in the NFL?
Oh, if they don't work a deal out this week?
Yeah, if he's not at UNC.
I refuse to believe he's not going to be coaching in the NFL at some point. I just
if he's not at UNC, he's not coaching anywhere next year.
No, really?
All right,
yep.
Well, there you go. At least Shams answered the question.
Okay.
See, I think if he's not at USC, he's back in the NFL.
If he's not at UNC, you think he's back at the NFL?
He is not a head coach in the NFL again.
So if he's not at UNC... You think he's at another
I don't know
college?
Whether he'll go to another college. I don't know what he wants to do, but I would say it is far more likely he creates what he's trying to build at UNC to another program in the NCAA because it appears the NFL doesn't want to give him that power.
Okay, what happens first? Bill gets this job or the Red Sox sign a legitimate free agent?
What? Can I get credit now at some point? Where's the reinvestment?
First? Somebody tell me which is happening first.
I thought they were going to go spend all this money.
There's going to be nobody left.
And by the way,
there's nobody left. People are signing people left and right.
You know how outside of that, because we talked about the Saturday morning where they did the Zoom and his name didn't come up with Boris.
Yeah.
And they're at dinner on Sunday night and Boris is seated nearby and doesn't even tell them because they were never in the final conversation.
Yeah. I mean, it's frustrating, but
it's the Red Sox.
All right.
Used to it.
Who's next? Jones and Kiefer next. Gresh is not next. Jones and Kiefer next. We are back tomorrow morning at 6. I think we'll get Courtney for a couple hours, she said. Is that right?
Yeah, we'll see.
A couple hours before jury duty. All right. Thank you for listening. Bye.